While Tim takes a break, Jack joins Jess for the drive home on K-Rock 955.
I'm joined on the phone now by someone I'm very excited to chat to after a very big night in Sydney last night. Graham Simpfendorfer from the lead investigator of Hunted. Welcome on the show, Graham. I can't believe we managed to get you on, mate. I'm surprised you're not in bed.
Yeah, thanks, Jess. It's a little bit dusty in the voice you can hear, but an amazing night. What experience to have our first Logie under the belt. It's a super exciting night, and thanks for having me.
Unfortunately beaten out by MasterChef for Best Reality Show?
Yeah, MasterChef took the gong, and what a, we're so actually humbled to be nominated with them, and obviously when it's gone with MasterChef this year, we're very happy for them and celebrated with them long into the night. I think Survivor picked us for another one. But look, just absolutely amazing to be nominated for two awards in our first season. So
Did you make any new friends last night?
I think my phone this morning is telling me I made a lot of friends last night.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Yeah, it was great. Everyone was so kind. Everyone was so great about our show, and just amazing to be in that room. Such talent and such experience, right, from producers and camera people and all stars. It was great.
As a former detective, were the Spidey senses a tingling at all last night? Was there any sort of...
Was anyone avoiding you in the room?
Yeah, I think
name names.
Yeah, that's right. I think we were very lucky. We're actually a bit surprised. We were on table one.
Oh, my God.
Bunting, but I think they just wanted us to have our back to the wall so we didn't feel threatened by anyone else, or Reece maybe choke someone out. It was great.
So let's talk about the show tonight, because, like, just to recap for us, like, where are we at? How many people have been caught? I saw rumours that there's more hunters now than there is contestants. Is that the case?
Yeah, we've got more hunters now than there are contestants left in the game, so that changes things for us, and we can commit more resources to, I guess, getting the more slippery ones in the bag. So it's really up the ante now. So we've got a lot more ground resources to put into it, but now it actually frees up some of the tech as well, so we can have more phones off and more cars to be monitored. So it's going to be an intense two last episodes, that's for sure.
I did see that on tonight's episode you were, like, wiretapping someone's phone or something. I don't want to give too much away, but... Is this something that you guys do often, like, in the real world? Like, can you just access people's phone day to day?
Look, there is a real process to it. So you do have to apply to the Supreme Court for a warrant to actually intercept someone's phone. So on the show, we actually have to justify why we're putting someone's phone off, that they have a real link to that fugitive. And that's the same in the real world. So we've got to justify to the court why we want to put that person's phone off to monitor all the calls going in and out, and that's the same for this show. So we're trying to get some information as to where they're going and where they'll be or what their plan is, and hopefully they're not believing that we're listening to that call, so we can get our ground crews there and get a capture.
That's crazy.
That's amazing. Okay, Graham, how are the stress levels, since being a detective out there in the real world, now doing your biz on the telly, not to take away from how serious it is out there, but are you sleeping a little more easily at night?
Oh, yeah, 100%. I think not getting a phone call in the middle of the night to go and tend to another crime scene or another shooting or another stabbing is, I think my kids like me a lot more than I'm not going out in the middle of the night. That's
absolutely
for sure.
Just much
better. Yeah, I think much more fun to be around, I'm sure.
Absolutely.
Well, Graham, I do want to have a little bit of fun up next. If you're willing to stick around, I have actually tasked you with a little something because we are still getting to know Jack. Good friend of the show, but has only just begun working with us full time.
Have you put Graham on the case?
I've put Graham on the case. Graham, you've done a little digging on not only Jack, but myself. Can we find out your findings up next?
Let's do it.
Even though Tim's off becoming a new dad, he's here in spirit.
Oh, my actual...
Jack and Jess for the drive home on K-Rock.
Feeling a little dusty after the Logies yesterday, Graham, but you did some detective work for me before the Logies this weekend, right?
Graham went digging.
Yeah, went digging. Open source intel, so it was all out there for anyone, I guess, to try and dig around. But what I'm looking for is, I guess, information or intelligence that would lead us to where we might try and hunt you down here.
So what I've done, Jack, just to fill you in, because Jack is filling in for Tim while he's on paternity leave. If you've just joined us, I mean, Jack, say hello to the good people.
Yeah, g'day. And Graham, what were your thoughts on Tim?
Love it. Love it.
Timmy didn't look into. He looked into you, Jack.
Yeah.
Graham has done some digging on what he can find online.
Bring it on.
Based on me and you and our online presence.
Mm-hmm.
Graham, I'm guessing you didn't have a lot of trouble. We'll start with me because I'm guessing you didn't have a lot of trouble. I put a lot out there online.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and we know each other, so I already had your phone number and all that fun stuff, but I did
that
do some digging. I'm quite impressed, actually.
You're impressed?
Yeah, look, you know, your BA in from Swinburne Uni is great.
Oh, thank you.
Your a lot of your media history and experience, but it was great to see some pictures of your engagement, even. And,
wow.
Sanjay and all that was great. But then I got to know your mum a bit, too.
You got to know my mum.
So looking at her online was amazing. Is it Loretta?
Yes. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, Loretta, amazing. She looks like an incredible person.
She's
you're very
lady.
Close to.
So she makes a good lasagna.
Someone... Yes,
right.
and it looks like an important part of your world is that relationship with your family and your cats, Penny.
Yes.
Can I just jump in very quickly? Look, I'm not exactly falling off my chair here. Right now we've found out that Jess has a mum called Loretta.
Yep.
Come on, Graham, what else you got, mate?
What did you find?
Oh, plenty. Plenty there. No, look, we know your history up here, and I guess from a hunting point of view, your connections through the radio and the media would be very diverse.
Yeah.
And you've got connections, obviously, up our way, right, where we met each other in Albury-Wodonga.
Correct.
But also where that could lead you to feeling comfortable and safe somewhere to go. But I think you would generally go back to family. So we'd be looking at your connections through your fiancé.
Oh.
Through family as to where you may go. Because under stress, you'll go back to where you're most comfortable and where you feel safe.
Absolutely.
And that's what we're looking at online is what are those photos and those images that really stand out to us of your safe place. And it's getting very deep and meaningful, but where your safe place is where we would target, because that's where we're going to hide.
Whoa. So, Graham, I know Jack doesn't have a lot of an online presence. What did you manage to wrangle from him? Because I did get a panicked message from Graham on the weekend, Jack, and he said, have you got a photo of this guy? Like, what am I looking for?
Well, yeah, okay. What'd you get?
You were hard to find to a point, that's for sure. But once I sort of, it's like that, I guess once you get that thread and you pull it out and everything unravels. So but still, you're quite the singer, aren't you?
Like an angel, Graham.
Yeah, yeah. Is it The Pretty Littles?
The Pretty Littles is the band, yeah. Good part.
For a long time, yeah, they're a great online presence. And I actually found over 100, we do a facial recognition, that's why I asked Jess for the photo. So a facial recognition online that actually looks at your eyes and your face, because you love wearing hats. Just about every second photo you're wearing a hat.
Wearing one right now.
173 pictures of you on open source info just on facial recognition online.
Wow, generic white guy, that's all you need to type in.
Yeah, there's a lovely hat there. I love Bondi. But look, obviously a very good, successful career there.
Yeah,
in that. But I did find there is some stuff there in the dark web on yourself around subscriptions and some IDs. So I'll talk to that off air, not on air.
Oh, my God. What have you been subscribing to, Jack?
Love that.
Yeah.
I'm seeing the panic, the sweat beating down his face at the moment, Graham.
Yeah. And because your mobile phone's out there too.
Oh, so, bugger.
To let you know that's out there. And you got a phone call on Friday, didn't you? About 4:30 from someone, didn't you? Do you remember that?
Look, I sometimes get phone calls now from numbers and I don't know why, and I just won't say anything. And I wait until something happens at the end. But yeah.
Well, you actually validated your phone number for me because I pretended I was looking for Macca. Do you remember that phone call?
Oh, that's ringing a bell. There it is. There it is.
Yeah.
And
this is Jack. And I went, no, that's
right. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh, God, he's good, isn't
you've
he?
Just given me your number.
Okay, I am falling off my chair now, and this is outrageous. It's my first day at work, mate.
Yeah, no, well, just stay where you are. We're coming for you, and we'll be there in a sec.
That's fine. My God, Graham, thank you so much for doing a bit of digging on my co-host. We will chat off air about his ventures into the dark web, but appreciate you coming on the show today after a very dusty Logies. If you want to check out Hunted Australia, it's on again tonight, 7:30 p.m. The Hunters are getting close. I reckon you're going to have a clean sweep, Graham. I've got a good feeling.
Yeah, me too. Thanks for having me, guys.
It's sort of been a pleasure.
Tim called in while he's on his paternity leave and had some feedback on Jack.
Just, it's with me. It's the of
us. Ooh, settle down there, big man. This is Jack and Jess.
For Tim and Jess.
On K-Rock.
Tim and Jess.
K-Rock.
Have you been paying attention? But on the radio.
Let's find out. Benny Rogers from Workdays brings us three news stories every single weekday. He leaves out some key elements. You and I, Jack, we fill in the blanks.
Yes.
As a team.
Yeah, sort of.
No, it can be a competition. No names of your buzzers or anything.
No.
You can have some friendly competition. I'm all about the friendly competition.
Okay.
All right, let's go, Betty.
So names aren't buzzers.
No.
Okay. Missed off.
It was a big night at the Logies last night in Sydney with Sam Pang as host bringing the funnies. At one point, acknowledging the diversity of the show, saying he's the first host to be half and half. Half and half what?
Oh, God. I missed this part.
I know, because I'm a huge Pang man.
Here we go.
Half Channel 7, half Channel 10.
Yes, exactly. Half Channel 10 for Have You Been Paying Attention. And half Channel 7 for the front.
Very nice.
A collective breath hold. For most of Pang's gear last night, it was just an uncomfortable hold of the breath.
I did feel like a lot of the Logies were very uncomfortable. Like, we've already spoken about it a little bit in the show. Like, it was just an uncomfortable watch, and I don't know whether we've changed or
he was good, great. Uncomfortable.
Yes.
The Logies generally.
Ricky Gervais kind of style,
Up next, marine rescuers have been left stunned after what was found in a Queensland lake nearly 15 kilometres away from the nearest ocean where it should be.
Oh, God. Queensland lake.
Body.
Not a body.
Straight to body.
it was a body. It was alive.
Yeah.
But,
right.
You know.
But
not a human body.
Some sort of whale?
It was a fur seal.
Oh.
Yeah, it was Gold Coast SeaWorld curator Mitchell Leroy has said that the most likely way the seal got there was through a drain system, as it's not immediately accessible from the nearest Gold Coast
an
beach.
Adventurous little seal.
Yeah.
Just been going, you know, looking around and seeing what he can find.
Potentially the star of the next Pixar movie, by the sounds of things.
Yes. Oh, my God, I watched the hell out of that.
Yeah, big time.
They do need some more Aussie stuff. Like, we've got Finding Nemo, but I feel like we need more Australian.
Fair seals.
Yeah.
And finally, a woman has taken to a popular Reddit forum, Am I the A-hole, to see if she is, well, the A-hole in this situation. She's cancelled a date with her boyfriend because he refused to do what on their dinner and a movie date.
Oh.
Not pay or something.
No, nothing to do with pay.
Couldn't share the popcorn?
Not sharing the popcorn. He refused to wear pink to see the Barbie movie.
Oh, do you know what? Well, so many women have been using the Barbie movie to test their partners.
Yeah.
Have you seen this article?
I have not. No.
So they've been using the Barbie movie. They take their significant other to the Barbie movie, and if he goes, "Ugh, I didn't get it, it was bad," then they're dumping him.
Wow.
If he was like, "Wow, I'm so sorry that the patriarchy has hurt you and affected you this way," they're like, "Marry this man."
Well, I'm sorry, but
using it as a test.
Well, no, because then guys are going to start using that to their advantage, and they're just going to remember all the key moments, the key things they need to say.
My fiance used the same in reverse, but with Oppenheimer. He was like, we left, and he was like, "Tell me the plot. Did you understand it?" I was like, "I don't know. It was so confusing."
But if that's the case, though, this guy has just failed the test before he even got there.
We miss you, Tim. Your big new dad, you. Jack and Jess for the drive home. And Tim returns soon on K-Rock.
Jack, apparently I've made you feel uncomfortable in your very first day of work.
You've jumped to conclusions there. Something happened. Tim was still in the building.
So
when I was in last Friday and I was being crowned the victor of
replaced Tim McAthlon, obviously.
Replaced Tim McAthlon.
Yep.
Missed opportunity called the Jackathlon.
The Jackathlon.
So something came up. Tim was excited. I was being, you know, celebrated, of course.
Absolutely. Well, you are filling in for Tim for the next 4 weeks.
And
so
I'm going to get you to play a bit of audio I've found.
Yep.
And I just want you to let me know if you...
This happened on Friday's show.
Friday's show. If you hear anything that sounds...
Right. Here we go. From when Tim was still here.
Yeah.
Well, Jack, see you back on Monday afternoon. I won't, because I won't be here, but... Thanks for coming in again. Love you, mate.
Ciao,
Tim and Jess for the drive. K-Rock 955.
Oh, a bit forward.
What'd you hear?
Of old mate Timmy. Did he just declare his love for you?
He told me he loved me.
Let's just hear that one more time.
Well, Jack, see you back on Monday afternoon. I won't, because I won't be here, but thanks for coming in again. Love you, mate.
Ciao,
Tim and Jess for the drive. K-Rock 955.
I don't even get a love you from Tim most times. When he was saying goodbye to me after the show on Friday, and he was like, "Anyway, have a good one."
Yeah.
Where's my love you?
So when I walked out of the station and I kind of kept up appearances and I said my goodbyes and you know, wished Tim good luck, but I felt strange all afternoon. I called Tom. I said, you know, should I escalate this to HR? He said, "You've got my full support to do whatever you want to do."
I don't even know who HR is in this building.
And he said, "Well, maybe just bring it up with Jess."
Yeah.
But I guess, I don't know. I mean, He's told me he loves me.
Yeah.
I've said ciao ciao.
It's not exactly I love you too, is it?
Yeah. So I don't know if I kind of bring it up with him. Maybe I could flick him a text, just say,
"Hey mate,
love you too."
Oh, do you feel it? We don't want to rush these things.
I don't feel it. That's why,
right?
You know, if I'm being honest, you know, I think that I'm excited about where it could go.
Do you like him as a friend?
I like him.
Oh, you like him.
It's like,
okay,
like.
Sure,
yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
I think maybe he's a little preoccupied at the moment.
With what?
Might have a baby on the way.
Yeah, okay.
Who knows?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, but, you know.
So I wouldn't text him straight away.
Right.
But I think it's definitely something we keep in mind and have a think about, because he will be back in 4 weeks.
Was it out of character?
No, it's pretty on brand for Tim to tell people that he loves them.
Okay.
He forces his friendship onto people.
Right.
DeMarcus Gatlin of the Hoop City Geelong United Supercats has become our best friend because Tim has forced himself onto him. So I think maybe he's just trying really hard to be your friend.
Okay. All right. Well, noted.
He's come on strong.
Yeah.
I'll admit.
As strong as it gets.
Yeah.
Doesn't get any stronger.
Absolutely. But, you know, I love you too, mate. So.
Ciao, ciao.
Don't worry, Tim will be back. In the meantime, Jack and Jess on K-Rock 955.